The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody to another episode of MD Radio. This is Sean Ray, your host. I am back fresh off a weekend visit to hell. That's how hot it was. It was H-E-double-L out in Mesa, Arizona. It was hot with a capital H, but I'll tell you what, Stryker put on another great seamless show with Bob Chicarella rocking the mic as the MC. Our head judge, Steve Weinberger, actually had landed out there in Phoenix, Arizona, made it to the venue and the hotel, and turned around and hopped the next flight when he found out that they were going to be shutting down airports trying to get back to New York, where he left his teenage daughters. Didn't want them to be alone, and as well, he's got that big gym out there that he's running. So he got back there before they shut down all of the flights and everything. So it was, you know, one of those weekends where it was just hotter than hell in Arizona, and you had Hurricane Irene come in there and kind of fizzle out, but nevertheless did enough damage to screw up a lot of the flights and, you know, the plans for everybody out there. But getting back to the show out in Arizona, it was hot, man. We saw another 44-year-old grandpa in the form of Troy Alves, a local resident by way of Connecticut, take the bodybuilding stage and from start to finish hold off all the competition. As a matter of fact, Hita Tada, I think, was the one that was pushing him. The majority of the people thought Ed Nunn, this was his competition to lose based on his performance out at the Europa Pro Championships not 2 weeks prior. But Troy Alves, the victor for the second time in 2011 at the ripe old age of 44. He'll be turning 45 in late September following this year's 45th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia. So big congratulations goes out to Troy. He should be calling in shortly throughout the, you know, the phone call. He's actually doing a photo shoot right now out in Arizona. I'm just praying that it is indoors. But before we get to the Arizona contest and the players and all of those cats, let's bring on somebody that's all too familiar with putting on shows, helping these bodybuilders achieve the IFBB pro status, and has been doing it for years. Not only that, but he's also been sitting at the judges table on the amateur side and the professional side, a well-rounded guy training people, helping them with posing and all that. By way of Pittsburgh, the home of the world champion Steelers, let's bring on Big GU, Gary Udit. Welcome back to MD Radio, son.
Well-rounded guy? What?
Diversified?
Seriously, my man.
Hey, dude, I mean, you wear a lot of hats, you know, and I got to give credit where credit is due, because not only do you have the largest Masters contest out there in Pittsburgh that you put on every July, where I know it's hotter than hell, you turn around not 2 months later and you turn on and you put on the IFBB North America show, which I'm going to go out on a limb and venture that with the addition of these men's physique and women's physique, will probably take you to an all-time number at this year's show. How is it stacking up for you going into Cleveland, Ohio this Friday and Saturday night for the IFBB North America Championships?
Well, you're so right, Sean. Just like every other show across the board this year, everything's taken off, and this thing's doing the same. We'll be probably around 530 athletes, the biggest ever, and so it's good. Yeah, it's taken off, and the show is like everything else across the board. It's growing like crazy. So
yeah, well, this is a show that we can't take lightly. Here, we've seen some stellar athletes over the years and the decades come through the North America Championships. We watched Paul Dillette earn his pro status. We watched the 2008 Mr. Olympia Dexter Jackson get his pro status there, not to mention the 8-time Hall of Fame Ms. Olympia champion in the form of Linda Murray earn her pro status out there. And most recently, Flexitron Roden, and of course, Abbas Katami came out of Cleveland, Ohio to get their pro cards. Now, how is the addition of the women's physique and the men's physique going to change the dynamics of an already crowded weekend for you guys out there in Cleveland?
Well, we bumped the times and schedules around a little bit to accommodate everything, and it's going to go smooth. It's not really going to have an effect because we've taken a hard look at what everyone else has done and the effects that it has on their show. So we got a great staff, so it's going to go real well. But you're right, there's been some terrific people who've got their card out there, Brian Chamberlain and Dexter and John Simmons and Stan, Ray McNeil, Jim Quinn. I mean, this show's turned out some pretty good guys. I think it's going to be more of the same this year.
Yeah, I remember the late Ray McNeil, a former Marine by way of San Diego, murdered by his wife, killer Sally McNeil, who I believe is still doing time. I remember he and I shared a room backstage at the 94 Mr. Olympia. And the guy who was personality personified, he actually got killed on Valentine's Day in 1995 on his way to the Pro Ironman Championships the following week. He didn't live to see that contest. His wife's still in jail. The contest itself, though, Gary, you also have an opportunity where I believe, does one of the older guys in the Masters division, are they able to get a pro card at this competition weekend? Who's getting pro cards? And just lay it out for us right now.
Yeah, they do. The top two guys in the overall and the men's open turn pro. Then the overall winners are 40 and 50 men. So there's some pretty good guys coming back to that. You know, in the over 50s, Craig Krause and Donnie Whetstone probably be some of the favorites there because of their strong showing at the Masters. In the over 40s, Art Williams is coming back, and so is Drew Jemmett and Rodney Roller. So that's going to be a strong class, too. I mean, these guys are just unbelievable. So,
yeah
it's going to be good.
So Drew Jemmett is doing the show. He won the Masters, right? Or he won his class?
Well, he won his class and somehow did not win a pro card. I mean, those are some strong class winners there. He was fantastic, and obviously the only so many guys can get their card. I thought Drew was a shoe-in. He's a phenomenal physique, so
yeah. He's
coming back, and I'm glad he is.
And what about, you did say Rodney Roller is actually coming back where he won a year ago his class?
He is. He's coming back. You know, he'd gotten sick at the Masters, so it screwed everything up for him. I ran into him down at the Dallas Europa, and he looked way better standing there at the booth than he did on stage at the Masters. So, yeah, he looks real strong.
Yeah, and not to be outdone, on the female side of things, is the female bodybuilding what it once was? I know in most of the shows I've been covering, the numbers have dropped off significantly over the years. Has it affected your event?
It's had an effect. It hasn't been a dramatic one, but certainly we've seen some girls make the move over to physique from women's bodybuilding, especially in the later weight classes.
Right.
I think you're going to see that in a big way in women's pro division because, you know, they run into the size game, and those poor girls on the pro division, they don't have the 202 class to get into the way the men do, so a lot of those smaller girls, I'm sure they're going to make the move to physique.
All right, so let's get the particulars now. This competition I've been to is important for the past several years. Let the people know where it's at and some of the information on it. We also have a link, and we'll be covering it at Team MD. We'll be out there with all of our resources. Shoshana and Robbie Duran will be out there getting video and stuff and some interviews. But tell us where the contest is and how the breakdown is with the addition of these two categories. Are we on the same time schedule as we were a year ago?
Well, we switched up a little bit. We do men's bodybuilding, men's physique, and women's fitness Friday evening. And then we'll go all women in the morning, Saturday morning, with bodybuilding, figure, and bikini, and women's physique. And then we're back for the final Saturday night. We hold it at the Renaissance Cleveland Hotel, which is their premier hotel in that city. It's hooked up to that Tower City Center. It's a four-story mall, so everything the athletes need is right there. It's a nice venue. I wish I had it in Pittsburgh, actually, but next year we move this thing to Pittsburgh, and it'll be there from now on.
Yeah, and the million-dollar question, will the Cleveland Browns be playing on Sunday, or are we still in preseason?
Still in preseason.
Still in preseason.
I don't know if they're on Friday or Saturday night. No, we've run into that sometimes, but there's a lot happening up there in this city. There's something called the Taste of Cleveland and the Air Show, and it's actually pretty cool.
Not to mention, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out there. You got Canton, Ohio for the NFL Hall of Fame. And you also got Morton Steakhouse attached to that mall. So it's all going down this Friday and Saturday. Labor Day weekend in Cleveland, Ohio, where Gary Udet, again, will be putting on all the hats, pulling out all the stops. Someone's going to be walking away with an IFBB Pro card. This lineup is crowded. So this will be the last big contest before we get to the national championships, which will take place in November. So there's two more opportunities to earn pro cards this calendar year going into the 2012 bodybuilding season. But following the North America championships this Friday and Saturday, we'll be headed to Tijuana, Mexico, where the final qualification show will take place in Tijuana for the first time ever. That lineup will be announced next week, as it's still a work in progress. Ed Nunn specifically said that's a contest he wants to go and try to win. Hita Tada, coming off of second place, is a little bit on the fence, but it's only a 2.5-hour drive for him, so don't be surprised if he winds up out in Tijuana. And, of course, we'll roll right into the Joe Weider 45th Annual Mr. Olympia Weekend, taking place out there at the Orleans Arena, as well the Convention Center of Las Vegas, where the Expo will be at. You can meet and greet all of the bodybuilders. You can actually see the prejudging for the 202 Championships, which will be the last year that they have men's 202 Championships, and Kevin English will be defending that title for the second straight time after getting a runner-up to David Henry in its first year. This is the last 202 showdown we're going to see. Gary, your thoughts on that real quick?
You know, just briefly, I saw Ed, obviously the pictures of Ed from this last weekend. Man, what a drastic change he made, Ed Nunn.
Yeah.
Just showing up like that. You got to figure that down the road somewhere between him and, Sean Roden, mm-hmm. and, a couple of those other guys, they continue to fill up. They're going to be the future of the sport, man. That kid, he's really good.
Yeah, no doubt. And the arrival of a young Steve Kuklo, and, of course, Jeff Long starting to come into his own. The IFBB is not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, we've had a couple of guys. 44-year-old Troy Alves won two shows this year, and we watched 45-year-old Tony Freeman walk off with the Europa Dallas show. So while we have some bright young stars on the horizon, some of these old guys are still getting the business done. But right now, all eyes are set this weekend for Cleveland, Ohio, at the IFBB North America Championships, where it's all going down. What website, Gary, for final information?
They can go right to the one under my name, GaryUdet.com. Thanks for the time, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. We'll catch you on Thursday. I'll arrive Thursday night, and we'll put it all down, bringing it to you live right here at MD.com. That's Gary Udet, the promoter extraordinaire. We're going to come back from the commercial break. Hopefully, Troy Alves will be able to call in, our winner of the Arizona Pro Championships. I know he's heavily engaged in a photo shoot right now, so if we, by chance we don't get Troy Alves, I'll handicap the weekend's events with all the winners and losers, not only in the men's bodybuilding side, but also there was female figure and there was female bikini, both of which qualified several people for the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend, not to mention on the men's side, no one was qualified because everyone that placed in the top four had previously qualified in other competitions. That would be inclusive of Marcus Haley, Hita Tada Yamagishi, Troy Alves, and, of course, Ed Nunn, who qualified not too long ago by getting first runner-up out there in Dallas, Texas, to Tony Freeman. So the lineup is looking pretty big. Right now we are at 30-plus bodybuilders on the men's side of things, and the women, of course, still have another opportunity to get some qualifications. I believe there may be a show here in California with John Lindsay's putting on that will qualify, I think, the Tournament of Champions for the women one last shot at going into the Ms. Olympia side of things. But with that, we're going to come to our first commercial break here at MD Radio, where we're bringing it to you live, all the news and latest happenings in the world of bodybuilding, fitness, figure, and now inclusive women's physique and men's physique going down at the North America Championships this Friday and Saturday out in Cleveland, Ohio, where we'll have all the play-by-play photos and interviews with our next slew of professional bodybuilders coming through the ranks. Let's take our first commercial break. Hopefully come back with Arizona's native son, Troy Alves. And if not, I will have results and blow-by-blow, play-by-play right here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength. strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Come on! I saw you! I saw you! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, well, we heard from the promoter of the IFBB North America Championships going down this Friday, September the 2nd, and Saturday, September the 3rd. And for those of you that just barely missed it, of course, all the details are at MuscularDevelopment.com. But on Thursday, they'll have the early weigh-ins for the competitors at 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. And again, on Friday, the late weigh-ins will be Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for all competitors. and then the mandatory meeting will take place at 3 p.m. On Friday the 2nd as well. And then at 4 p.m. we'll get started with the prejudging for the men teen and open, along with the men over 40, over 50, and of course the men's physique and women's fitness will take place beginning at 4 p.m. on Friday. We'll roll into Saturday. Saturday morning there will be a mandatory meeting at 7:30 a.m. for the women's bodybuilding open, over 35 women's physique, along with the figure open and over 35 bikini open and over 35. That mandatory meeting will be at 7:30 a.m. Saturday the 3rd, and we'll get started 1 hour later with the prejudging for all of those divisions, and of course the finals will start a little early at 5 p.m. for all competitors. That'll be the finals going down for the North America Championships. That's where we are headed next, into Cleveland, Ohio, where we'll obviously have our play-by-play and our video interviews and all of that good stuff, find out who's our next professional athletes that will join us, where we basically have USA, Canada versus USA, Canada, and Mexico all challenging each other for these IFBB Pro cards. It's a pretty good show, and even though we have more people now with the women's physique and the men's physique, these guys know how to get you in and get you out in a timely fashion, the way that Lonnie Tepper did at the USA Championships, where they had upwards of 680 competitors, yet we were done right around the 10:15, 10:30 mark. So starting an hour early will certainly help people get out of there, but it's going to be an interesting show, to be sure. A year ago was very entertaining, where we saw Lee Banks and Abbas Katami, of course Rodney Roller. We saw some very good champions, P.D. Deavers, come out of there a year ago. Let's see who's coming up next. We know that Keith Williams, again, is vying for an IFBB Pro card. This is a guy that was a four-time bridesmaid a year ago and was third in the super heavyweights at the USA's at the end of July. So this is a guy that's really fighting for recognition and trying to get a pro card. So what he's doing is admirable, but he's not a quitter, obviously. One of Flex Wheeler's buddies. But again, we're going to regress and go back to Phoenix over the weekend. We're waiting for Troy Alves any minute to call in. He may or may not be able to in the middle of a photo shoot doing the business of bodybuilding. Old man Grandpa Troy is what I call him. Still slaying the young lions coming up behind him. Walked off with the first place $10,000 prize money, and I've got it on good authority. Our Fitadina out there in Texas was getting some research done. She actually got the pro card, judging card to me, and after prejudging, actually, Hide Tadayamagishi was narrowly leading by 3 points after prejudging, and Hide notably softer from the rear, especially in the hamstrings and glutes. People had thought that Hide was just going to be one of those guys that was a top finalist, but no way did a lot of people think he was actually leading after prejudging, but clearly he was on the judges' score sheets, and maybe they saw something we didn't. Troy Alves was a solid second place at the time with 9 points, and Ed Nunn, who a lot of people around me thought he dominated in terms of size, was in third, and Alfonso Del Rio at that particular time, Saturday afternoon, was in fourth place, which would have qualified him for his very first Mr. Olympia Championships, leaving Marcus Haley in fifth and Robert Piorkowitz in sixth place. But that's not how the show went down, because, again, 50% was judged in the afternoon, and by the time the evening rolled around and some of these guys in that desert heat shed a few more pounds of water, Troy Alves, noticeably harder, moved up into the first spot, and Hide Tada, who looked virtually the same to me, slipped one spot and wound up getting second place. And Ed Nunn remained solidly in third. I thought Ed was going to climb into the second place spot. That's where I had him, if it was questionable, but it comes down to personal preference. Marcus Haley climbed back up into the fourth spot, dropping Alfonso Del Rio, noticeably more watery and softer, much bigger at 280 pounds, down into the fifth spot, and Robert P. held his ground in sixth place in, I believe, what was his sixth or seventh contest of the year. Still very respectable showing by Robert, but at the night show, Robert, man, he was hard as nails. I thought he was going to be able to come up into that fifth spot and knock Marcus Haley down, but Marcus held his ground, and again, no one qualified on the men's side, so, you know, what are you going to do there? Alfonso actually was regulated into fifth. Marcus Haley was in fourth, and there was not a lot of boos in the audience. I think a lot of people had their crowd favorites, and of course, that favorite was, you know, Troy Alves. He lives there. These guys have watched him make a career at a later age, winning the USA's. I want to say Troy was somewhere around 36 or maybe 37 when he turned pro, and here he is at 44 years old, notching up another victory for the calendar year after the Connecticut victory, where he was actually born in Connecticut. He won that show out in July and came back home to Arizona and won again. And, of course, he took out Hide Tada, who a year ago was 10th place in the Mr. Olympia, one of the top 10 bodybuilders in the world, this 44-year-old guy comes up and takes him out and takes out Ed Nunn. Again, he is handling his business at the ripe old age of 44, soon to be 45. And what he said about going into the Olympia is he wants an opportunity, like Tony Freeman said 3 years ago, just stand me next to him. Troy wants an opportunity, based on what he has done, to stand next to the top guys. He's aware that he's not going to be Jay Cutler anytime soon. But, you know, there are guys he would love to stand next to him. He would love to get next to Ronnie Rockle. He would love to get next to Dexter Jackson. Give him an opportunity to stand up there with some of these guys. He wants to be up there with Tony Freeman. So I think at this juncture, he's warranted that. However, with the Mr. Olympia is still some 3 weeks away, Troy's going to have to earn that right, not now, but on the day of the actual competition where it matters the most. Because what you look like in August doesn't really amount to a hill of beans based on what you look like on the day of the Olympia Championships, where several people have been only training for that one show a year, most notably the four-time defending champion Jay Cutler, and of course the return of Phil the Gift Heath. One show, and now we also know that Branch Warren has had to withdraw from the competition due to a knee injury, which makes things look a little bit better for guys like a Kai Green and a Victor Martinez. It's one less guy they've got to deal with. But again, Troy Alves has earned the right on paper to lay claim to getting a look against the guys in the top 10 lineup. But that being said, there were other guys that were in the contest that just basically failed to deliver. Mark Alvisi didn't get any noticeably improvement from the Europa Pro Championships. Mike Liberatore, still one bodybuilder from the front, a different bodybuilder from the back. He's got to nail both aspects if he really wants to be a true force on the IFBB stage. One notable improvement was Jeff Long. This guy's starting to find his stride. His coach Fackery said he's going to take him out for the rest of the year, but at 27 years old, Jeff Long is starting to get the formula right. Now, if he can peak on the right day at the right show, here's a guy that's going to be, you know, one of those Steve Kluko, Jeff Long, young guns down the road. Will be battling it out with the young guys like Phil Heath and Dennis Wolf when this next batch of bodybuilders retire. I see Dexter Jackson and Troy Alves and Tony Freeman. These guys are going to step aside in the next coming years in short order, just basically because they've done it all. They've been there and they've done that. And these younger guys are going to be coming up to take their place, and they're all qualified to do so, but again, they're all diamond in the rough. They're not there yet, but Jeff Long is rightfully headed in the right direction. On the figure side in Phoenix, Arizona, we saw Candace Keene walk off with the victory. She was already qualified in the figure division, and brand new IFBB pro Jamie D. Bernard, a brand new pro, she got first runner-up, and Aaliyah Suarez got the third qualifying spot in Arizona's very own. Felicia Romero narrowly missed out, but she was already previously qualified. Heather Dees took up the fifth spot. A lot of people thought she might be a little bit higher. She was actually the surprise of the night by not winding up in that top three. But, you know, Heather's seen better days and has been judged on different occasions. I'm sure she's already making plans for the Joe Weider Olympia. On the bikini side, we saw Diana Dahlgren. I believe she's out of Temecula, California, who had previously qualified, walk off with the victory. Christina Vujanic, I think that's how you pronounce it, and then another Christina Vargas, those three walked off with the money at the bikini side. We're going to come back. We're going to take a commercial break. We've got a three-time Mr. Olympia champion in the form of Frank Zane, the chemist, hopefully standing by. He'll come back next. He's obviously been interviewed for the Evolution of Bodybuilding, the documentary Under Work and Under Construction. Find out if Frank Zane is going to be on the other side of this commercial break. And if he is, this guy is loaded with information and nostalgia, stood toe-to-toe with the best bodybuilders in the world, took them out weighing all of 180 pounds at 5'9" while being a teacher in college, actually. They call him the professor because he was a chemist major. Frank Zane, cut by West San Diego, back after this commercial break.
This is Marcus Haley of The Comet, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide. Live war is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Who are you again? I still here! It's not yet! Right? Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, well, I've been breaking it down for you guys, the North America Championships, and now we've got the Arizona Championships out of the way. But this next gentleman, very distinguished and colorful in terms of what he was able to accomplish on a bodybuilding stage that I don't think we're ever going to see again in the history of professional bodybuilding. a Mr. Olympia champion who basically was slaying giants at sub 200 pounds. Not to mention, he just celebrated his 69th birthday and back in June, I believe June 28th. With that, I got to give a shout out to my boy Michael Jackson. It's his 53rd birthday if he was here with us, so salute to the King of Pop. Frank has the dubious distinction of being Mr. Olympia following Franco Colombo in 1976, where Franco at all of 5'5", maybe, and then was followed by Arnold Schwarzenegger in 1980 in Sydney, Australia, who was at least 6'1". And Frank fell in the middle there. I believe Frank stands somewhere between 5'8", 5'9", and maybe 180, between 180, 195 pounds as Mr. Olympia. We're going to find out from the man himself. He was competing as a man against giants, and the bodybuilding landscape changed dramatically with the arrival of Lehane in 1984. Ironically, Frank had finished his career in 1983, and here comes a Lehane. Actually, it was 84, I believe. Let me bring Frank on. Frank, you know your history better than I do, man. I mean, I got a lesson from you only a week ago when we interviewed for the Evolution Bodybuilding. Welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks, Sean.
I'm all over the map, man. You gave me an education here. I like to pride myself on dates and places as a bodybuilding historian, but the last time you stepped on stage, tell me about that experience. I believe it was 83 when Samir Banu won, and you were sandwiched somewhere behind Lehane at fourth place, and Lee was third.
Yeah, the 83 Olympia in Munich, Germany was my last shot at it.
And you told me point blank that you thought you were pretty much close to your best, if not your best. What went wrong out there?
Well, you know, as far as being my best, in my eyes, I was, the condition I was in was some of the most muscular condition I was ever in. Unfortunately, I had a torn rotator cuff injury a couple months before the show, and I trained with that, and I couldn't really handle the heavy weights I used to, like in 82 the year before. So I came in a bit smaller, but I was really, really defined.
And, how old were you
of course,
at that time?
The posing was right on. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the photos, especially the Artie Zeller photos, you see a lot of really good shots there.
How old were you in that last contest and you decided, well, take me back. Take me back to where, give me your age and your weight in that show, and then what was the determining factor? When did it hit you that, you know what, I've done it all, I've been there, I'm moving on? At some point you had that epiphany that was your last Olympia.
Yeah, well, I knew that one was going to be because of, well, a lot of things. I was already 41, and I didn't want to keep doing this. And it was just getting harder and harder. And I had a number of injuries, so this I knew after this show this was going to be it. So I was trying to win it four times, and this was already my third shot at it to win it the fourth time. And I got fourth, so I figured, well, that's the number I was looking for. I guess I'm stuck with that. So that was it.
How much were you weighing?
In the 180. I never weigh myself before a show because it can be, you know, psych yourself out because it's never a high number. But it was in the 180 range, probably about 185. I think one reason, you know, I didn't win. I mean, Samir was in great shape. I don't think his presentation was too good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he one of the times in his career, he was in really had got nailed it as far as condition goes.
Yeah, he could have been, you know, rewarded as well for the fact that it was the best he had looked. I mean,
yeah, he
might have seen better, but it was the best that he had looked on that Olympia stage.
Yeah, and see, maybe not. Judges saw me in 79, and I was a little over 190 in the show, and, you know, big and muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And although I think I might have been more muscular for the 83 Olympia, I wasn't as big. So I think the judges remember you as not only how do you compare to everybody else, but how do you compare to your previous best?
Yeah. Well, one nugget that stood out with me and your conversation a week ago was you said that you were in the contest that Larry Scott won his first Mr. Olympia in 65 out there at, I believe, Brooklyn, New York. You were in a different division, or were you there in attendance?
No, I was in the Mr. Universe competition in 1965 IFBB, and Larry, that was the first year they had the Mr. Olympia. So I got to talk to Larry backstage and then also watch the show from the audience, and it was really spectacular. Really,
yeah, amazing, because that was in 1965, the first year they ever had it. You were actually in the contest in the Universe going on, and then it would be 13 long years later, you would actually wind up joining Larry Scott as a Mr. Olympia champion, joining the likes of obviously Sergio Oliva, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Franco Colombo. But while you were doing your business in 77 to 79, was the playing field relatively level for you? Because at that time, I mean, Franco Colombo couldn't barely bend 200 pounds, Samir maybe 200, but Robbie Robinson, those types, Boyer Coe, were these all guys that were relatively close to your height and weight?
Pretty much. They might have weighed a little bit more. Robbie, I think, was my main competition for, well, in 77, all 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a really good sport about everything, too. We were all friends in those days, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody trained close together, and, you know, it was, there weren't any secrets, really, because, you know, you did what was best for you. It didn't mean it was going to work the same for somebody else, so, you know.
Well, you certainly didn't fit the profile of the dumb jock bodybuilder. Here you were, you're an educated man, and you were a teacher, and you had mathematics and chemistry that you were teaching. You come by way of Pennsylvania, a long ways from a classroom into the sweat pit of a gym, and you were training among some of the most celebrated, decorated bodybuilders of all time. Most notably, obviously, was Arnold. And you told me, you gave me a really good line. You were getting interviewed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, I believe, after one of your victories. And share with us that conversation, how it went, when Arnold asked you, how did it feel, or something like that?
Well, I was feeling pretty proud and arrogant after winning the third Olympia, and I was coming off stage, and Arnold was doing television commentary, and he asked me on camera, he said, how does it feel to win Mr. Olympia the third time? And I said, it feels even better than when I beat you for Mr. Universe. And he didn't like that so much, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons he went in the contest the following year.
Yeah, that was in 1980.
In Australia.
Yeah, he jumped into that contest in Sydney, Australia. But you've been a busy man. I mean, you didn't just win those Olympia trophies and toss them aside and go off and do your thing. One of the most interesting statistics that you shared with me was that you've been married to your wife, Christine, for 44 years, I believe it is?
Yeah, 44 years in December, this December.
Yeah, amazing. Congratulations. But through all of it, you went on to build yourself a nice little niche. I mean, you've got books, and you've got training manuals, and you've got the Zane experience. Real quick, what are we doing today with where you're at? You've been removed from the stage some 30 years now. What are you up to?
Well, I just want to get my ideas out there because, you know, I'm trained as a teacher, and I think I'm an effective teacher. I've been actually doing a program I call the Zane Experience, where people come to my facilities and I teach them how to train with weights, which, you know, show them what they need to do to get their, reach their goals in either a 1, 2, or 3 day format. And I've been doing that since the early 1980s. So I'm still teaching, but I have sort of like having my own school. And then I try to publish a book every year.
Yeah.
And that's my goal. And I have my magazine, Building the Body, my little bodybuilding quarterly, which I really enjoy doing that. So it keeps me busy. And, you know, I still train regularly, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's what I do.
Yeah, I mean, and it's important to have that avenue to reach out to our elders and forefathers that help lay the foundation that you stay integrated in the sport. Your thoughts real quick with the return of the Masters Pro World Championships. I mean, is that an important aspect to bodybuilding and the older guys not just disappearing and having to compete with these young guys? I mean, I believe you may be there in December out in Miami, Florida. What is your take on a contest like that where they're giving $100,000 away?
It's $100,000, huh?
It's $100,000 for first place, yeah.
That's why Samir is going in it.
Samir is coming into it.
Yeah, well, great. That'd be great to see those guys in action. You know, I would like to. I've been talking to him a little bit. I hope he listens to what I tell him because he could still look great.
But
I think that's a wonderful thing. Just as long as they don't have a contest like the Olympia with it, or, you know, so they can make a one-to-one comparison the same night of the guys who were in their peak at age 25, 30, and the guys that are over 50. You know, it's not fair. They're not going to look the same. They're still going to look great, but I think they should be presented in their own light.
Yeah, I think she got a very good grasp on that, and I think she's trying to make sure that these bodybuilders, there's actually special awards for people of certain age, having been out of the game for certain periods of time, but she's definitely trying to help monetize these guys with their opportunities. I know Samir Banu is super, super fired up, man, but
yeah.
Hopefully we're going to see you out there along with the likes of Larry Scott, Lee Haney, and Chris Dickinson.
It looks like I'm going to go. I've been corresponding, and it looks like we're going to set something up. So
that'll be awesome.
A lot of fun.
Well, Frank, people can find you at what website?
It's frankzane.com. I also have a blog site that's frankzane.me, where I post that myself. It's just latest announcements and things that's going on. Not really a lot of gossip for me because I sort of save it and do it all at once.
Right on, man. Well, people will be definitely checking in with you, Frank, and hopefully we'll see you in Florida, but definitely we'll see you in the Evolution of Bodybuilding. Appreciate all the time and the respect, man.
Yeah, well, good luck with your film, Sean. It was fun interviewing for that.
All right. That's Frank Zane, one of the all-time greats and Hall of Famer, three-time Mr. Olympia, calling in by way of San Diego. Take our final commercial break, and we'll set it up for the Tijuana Pro Championships, September the 10th, after this.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Again! I saw you! I saw you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, like I said, we are coming up headstrong into the Tijuana Pro Championships, Saturday, September the 10th, one day after my birthday, where we have a kind of a skeletal outline of who's going to be competing right now. We've got A.D. Cherry, Alfonso Del Rio by way of Spain, Abbas Katami right here from Irvine, California, Gianrico Pica, who came in from Italy for the Phoenix Pro Championships, never made it to the stage, but says he's going to make it to Tijuana. Mo El Samawi's name is still on the list, but I don't know whether or not he's going to show from New Zealand. Robert Piorkowitz, who's going to run the gamut. He's trying to pull off a Hidetada Yamagishi and do all the shows. He will wind up out there in Tijuana. I know that Silvio Samuel's name is on the list of competitors. However, he's been incarcerated for some time, I believe at least over the last month, but apparently he may be out of jail. I'm not sure whether or not he's going to be able to make the trip. I do believe he will not be on the bodybuilding stage, but may be out there to support the event. That's Silvio Samuel. So I don't know that he would be a threat to the stage. Of course, Ed Nunn said he may be throwing his hat into the arena. Looks like a paycheck that has his name on it. But one guy who's racking up the paychecks is right here, Phoenix's very own champion of 2011, Troy Alves. Welcome to MD Radio.
What's going on, Sean? Good to be on.
I called you the old man and the grandpa of bodybuilding, but yet you are still kicking butt and taking names a la Tony Freeman style. Real quick, you're right there in Arizona. Is this a contest coming up in 2 weeks that's beyond your reach, or is this a contest that you might want to reevaluate in your head and go down there and try to get that paper since it's only a couple of weeks away?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm focused on Olympia now, and I want to prepare my body for just the one more show.
At 44 years old, Troy, how many shows, when you say one more show, are you taking it one show at a time? Are you starting to feel Father Time creep up on you? You're going to be 45.
Yeah, just because you're old, don't put me on your level.
Well, you're doing a whole lot more than I am at the age of 45 physically, but Frank Zane just was on before you. He retired at the ripe old age of 41. You got a late start out of the box, so... are you feeling the age? I mean, Ronnie Coleman, I believe, at your age, was still battling it out, you know, up there doing the business. So where are you at physically? Any injuries or anything?
No, physically I feel better than ever. You know, you have your little aches and pains that I've had for 15 years, so nothing any worse than when I was 20, 28, 30 years old. And I've taken care of myself in the off season, and, you know, God willing, I feel extremely healthy and my body feels fresh, you know, the skin's tight. So that tells me whether I'm starting to slip or not. When my skin starts to get loose and I don't have that flexibility in it, and it's like, I know it's like time to let go. But right now I feel great.
Were you aware that Hidetada was beating you after the prejudging on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, and I was like, it is what it is. You know, I felt like I was the better man all the way through. You know, Hidetada is a great bodybuilder. He's always come in pretty sharp. Yet he wasn't at his best. And I felt like I was super sharp, and I didn't understand it, but it is what it is. Judging is judging.
What was your take on beating last year's Europa Connecticut champion, Ed Nunn, taking him out in head-to-head competition after you won it this year in Connecticut? Right there in Arizona. Was there any small victories for you on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, we're good friends. Ed Nunn, Marcus Haley, I was talking trash to both of them before the show. We were talking trash to each other. I said, you better bring your best. Don't think I'm going to look like Hartford. If you think that's what's showing up, you're going to lose. And so we were teasing each other, and Ed after the show said, and Marcus said, I ain't had you on anymore. You take it to another level.
Right. So right now, the next level for you, you're no stranger. You've been to the Olympia a couple of times before. It has not gone your way to date. So do you find that now you have the right combination of tools to get that, you know, obvious look that will move you into that top 10 in the world?
Yeah, I feel this is my time. You know, I feel my body has matured all the way through, and I feel like I'm bringing what the judges want. And I just, and the way I'm taking care of my body from show to show, not beating it up, I'm only going to get a little bit better for this next show, because I just get a little bit tighter where I need to be and a tad fuller where I need to be. So it was, I'll still show another improvement, and I will get the look this year. And I think it's 100% on my side, and I'm looking forward to making the top 10 this year.
Well, you sound like a man on a mission to get in that top 10. You took Hita Tata out. He was top 10 last year. To hold these guys at bay and yet diet for another 3 weeks, you don't have a lot of weight to lose. I know you've been working with Chris Aceto, but you've got to find that delicate balance of holding on to that muscle you've earned, yet still trying to bring in that refinement. I still think on one hand, on the front, you're still a little bit tighter and drier than you are in the rear. What are you doing to ensure that you hang on to that muscle and yet tighten up in the next 3 weeks?
Well, pretty much what you said right there. It's like what I have to do immediately after the show is I have to eat up a little bit. And when I say that, I don't mean go crazy, gain 15 pounds. I have to put a little bit of weight back on about 4 or 5 pounds, and then I start working that off in the first week. And then by the second week, it's down to manipulation time for that little area and the hamstring glute to tighten that up just a tad more to balance out front to back completely. And that way I can take it in slow from there without doing too much to lose any extra muscle.
All right, Troy. Well, congratulations once again from Team MD. Victor number 2 headed into the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia. Once again, Phoenix's very own son, Troy Owls, will be out there in Las Vegas September the 16th and 17th. And with that, we are going to be coming to a close. Be sure to check out the MD Roundtable interview with Ronnie Coleman. The fourth installment is up online right now. We'll be back next week where we'll cover the North America Championships from Cleveland, Ohio, on Monday, Labor Day. As a matter of fact, we're going to pre-record. You know what? We're not going to be able to. We can't get the pre-record. We're going to be dark next Monday. Take it all back. No MD Radio next week. So everybody enjoy your Labor Day. We'll come back on the following week, and we'll recap the North America Championships. With that, it come to a close. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Congratulations, Troy Owls. Thank you, Frank Zane. Team MD, I'm Sean Ray, and I am out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.